I know what she's talking about because my father-in-law is a good man and he don't know how to express love like we do. And she, I said, for not you, you say, God, why do you take my daddy away when I was 3 years old? God, why can't I climb on my daddy's lap? God, why do I have a stepdaddy? I said, for 90 years, bitterness is your lunch. And baby doll, I will never be mean to you. But you cannot love God. And you cannot love me with the bitterness in your life. And we had a family all the time. Do you know the terminology up in the cold country? Family all the time when you get down on your knees, wherever you are, with your spouse, and you pray it through. And we got down on one knee, and we pray, oh, I pray. She prayed, God forgive me for bitterness. And man, she started crying over again, but this time, tears were tears of joy. And she got up, husband, and she was going back to the bedroom. I said, you kept me up 2 hours later than I wanted to see that brown thing on the wall. You mean the phone? Yeah, call him. Call your stepdaddy. It's 11 at night. He in bed. Call your stepdaddy now. I will call him in the morning. I said, call him now. He has been looking for your phone call for 9 years. Call the dude. And I call, she called, and Charles and were in bed, like she said. He got up, he came to the phone, and my wife said, Charles, I'm sorry for being the stepdaughter that you've been having. And Charles, I love you with the love of the Lord. And that night, I saw a lady empty herself of bitterness. And you know what happened on the other end of the phone? My stepdaddy got saved. He was a deacon in the church. He was a deacon for 60 years before that time. Huh? He got saved. He took up the money for 60 years. Every time they took up the money, God was drowning on the spot. But thank God, my wife got pride out of her life. He got bitterness out of her life. And one more child going to go to heaven because one lady got bitterness. Don't say why. You say what? What can I do with a stepdaddy? How can I glorify you in my life, in my situation, lads? And I'm through. And by the way, when I say last and I'm through, I still got 20 minutes to go. I'm just being open with you. I'm letting you know the little secret about me. Number one, don't pray for God to do this. Number two, don't come up. Don't have bitterness in your life. And number three, every time you say, why? You are coming up empty every time. Let me ask you, every one of you, let me ask you this question. Leon, you know what I'm talking about. When somebody died in the church, and when you are a pastor or a preacher who's doing the family stuff before the wake, is that what you call it, a visitation before the funeral? But you, how many times, Leon, have you ever had the opportunity to walk inside a room, a big room, and the casket up by the wall, and it's open, and people behind you start screaming, no! No! This can't be happening. I will not accept it. That's a good thing. Have you ever been involved with a family like that? I have. I walked into an 8-year-old boy who got killed riding a bicycle. I called. Well, in the driveway, it rolled over him, and it did. And my preacher said, go with me. Go where? Go to the funeral. Why? The 8-year-old boy died. Boy, you ate. Stay with them. We about to go through a door and you will hear people screaming, but whatever you do, do not leave Wayne's sight. And people, I've been through death. I've been through sorrow. And the death of my mom, here, almost nailed me to the wall. But I never heard such screams. We left the funeral home, the preacher, and I had my pastor, and I said, Donna, I was so helpless, I was so hopeless. All I could do was to put my arm around my friend and say, Wayne, I'm here for you. And say, you do good. Because many times when people lose a loved one, the church people come around and want to be upbeat. And when you quote scripture, Romans 8:28, and we know all things work together for good to them that love God, and all, but let me tell you, anybody ask why they are deaf and they are blind. Do what you say and what you do. And my friend, The only thing you can do is to hug them. Don't say anything because they don't hear you in a time of trouble. They don't see the goodness. They believe the goodness of God. And I told a lady last night at the table, I said, our hope to God. I don't have Addie, mom and dad. Clean. If God allow one of my children to be dead, you will find me in the corner in a fetus position. And I will be in the corner for at least 90 days without bread and water. If people, because I see God, why do you take Abel? Why do you take Ashley? God, why do you take Nanda? God, why do you take Amy? But when I say God, because of the death of that one, how can I glorify you in my own life? Even though you are church members, I've been told through the grapevine, many of you have heard it. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Because when you all heard it, I know who got the balm of Gilead to pour on your heart. When you don't hurt, when you don't feel, get still. But man, if you get on to say why you all come, I'm sorry, if you get on to say what instead of why you all coming up empty. Let me show you the goodness of God. I don't have time to tell you a story I would love to tell, but I don't have time. But let me tell you, when you walk through all the stuff, God always been working. And finally, when you open your eyes to the goodness of God, you see things in a different way. God gave me a wife. They told me I would never find a wife. Why not? You're not good enough. Why not? No woman will love a quick boy. You're going to stay single all your life. Therefore, I thought, if nobody's going to love me, why date? Why spend money on a lady who's not going to fall in love with me? That would put it down on my part. Huh? But God had a different plan, because 500 people watched the miracle of God on September 5th, 1981. Many of the 500 people in the auditorium in my wedding ceremony, they were the doubter. They were the naysayer. They'd say, he won't ever be anybody, and no woman will say, for I do, and he said, I do. But 5 years later, with a ring on my finger, God whispered in my ear, don't believe what you hear. They don't know. Believe and trust in me, because weeping will come in the night, but joy comes in the morning. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? When you've been told that you're not going to be a daddy, you can't produce. You're my own MD. Say, David, you won't ever be able to have children of our own, of your own. And 5 weeks later, your wife will call you up and say, "Babe, I'm pregnant." I said the most stupid thing a husband can say. How could that be? She picked up on that and said, "I don't know, tell me, big boy." And we have 4 children. Every time I look at my wife, she got pregnant. Therefore, after the 4th one, I walk around my house like this. "I'm not looking." Weeping come in the night, but joy comes in the morning. Put that picture up there. The other one. Look there. Look at the goodness of God. I have been on lonely days and lonely nights. I have been to many self-pity parties, and nobody show up but me. You been there? Huh? But look, if you hang on to God, look what God has done. My wife is the lady, bitty lady, the second lady by the green and blue. Look at her. We are only 7 years apart. I'm 63, and when you saw the picture, you'd say, "Boy, ain't memory a young girl." I'm good to the woman. Money pay off. Duh. But April, who I love, Ashley, who I adore, and Amy, so much like me, look like me, got the big figures on my face. I've been to hell for the lady. My daughter, I thought she gonna kill me going to high school. She almost did kill me. Either she gonna kill me or I'm gonna kill her and tell God she died. How many of you been there? But look at me. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. The other pictures, and it will blow your ever loved mind what God has done. My grandson, 7, called David. They named him at me, the poor guy. 2, Solomon. 5, Lady Alexander. And 3. And we only live 90 seconds. When would they live? Weeks, months. Wherever your kids move with them. And you will always will see your grandkids. But when the 6 feet hit the floor at Bella and Poppy, they have the time of their life. They name Lady Alexander as my mom. I told the people last night, I thank God for the death of my mom, that my dad. I thank God every day for the death of my mom. Because if my mom did not die, my children would not be born. My grandkids would not be born. If my mama did not die, I would never find a beautiful wife. If my mama did not die, I would never be a preacher of the gospel. Understand it. Understand it, please. If my mama still living, I will be in Arkansas pulling on Mama Abel's strength. But now I live in Nashville, Tennessee, pulling on God's amazing grace. You can take the picture down. Who are you this morning? Who are you? David, that's the most stupid question I'm setting in church. No. Who are you? What journey are you on that nobody knows about? How many of you are screaming on the inside? And you are in a crowd, but nobody can hear you. God's grace can and will be enough. And people, you're going to go through stuff all your life. But thank God, joy coming in the morning. You can leave this morning full, not empty. You can leave this morning full of joy, peace, patience, love, God, love, kindness, goodness. And you can leave and say, God, I don't understand your hand, but I will trust your God. I don't do crave your authority and God. I just don't want to become bitter in my life. Bitterness will eat on you on the inside like cancer eat on the body. And before long, you might be still breathing, but you are walking corpse. Because you are crazy, God said, you're coming up in bitterness, and thank God, you are coming, not thank God, but you are coming up empty, but thank God, that can all change. May I tell you one more thing, and then I'm going to close. By the way, it's only 10:45. Nashville time. I forgot to change my watch and blame me on my watch and not me. Duh. But this coming fall, a movie going to come out, and the movie is, the name of the movie is The Boy Born Dead. I'm going to be in theaters all over America. I'm going to be on the big screen, bigger than that. Can you imagine going to a theater and see me? You can go by the table and touch me. And say, when the movie come out, you say, I got to touch that guy. Duh, I'm only kidding. But you can buy the book. And I will sign the book, and you, after I sign the book, you know what I was talking about when I was in the fourth grade. And I struggle, but I want to be a blessing to you, And they, boy, I want everybody to go by the book. And after the movie come out, you can sell the book on eBay. Huh? And make a boatload of money. And the book is 20, and everybody needed to be here last night because I have a shirt has my motto, I am blessed. And if three words sum up my life and your life, you can say, I am blessed. I've been to hell, but I'm blessed. And the book is 20, the t-shirt is 20. If you want both of them, they are $30. Why do we even bother to bring books along? Because I know many people will not ever come to a church, but they will look, read a book or listen to a book. And people, if you don't ever remember my name, and many of you won't, but you can always remember, I'm not bitter. I'm not negative. I'm not a sympathy case. I'm not a victim. I'm more the conqueror. And if I can be a conqueror all the way on the other side of hell, you can be one too. What road are you on? You can change this morning. You can leave and say, God, I still don't want to stand the death, but I will trust you anyway. Job in the Bible, he said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. And I heard that message preached by Evie Hill over the death of his wife. And Evie, Dr. Hill, I've been with them so many times, I've been with so many. I got my daughter, Evie, an African-American preacher who is dead now. I heard him preach that the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Did I preach too long? Okay. Are you happy you come? Are you going to change? I hope so. You're the only one got in control of your life. And whatever you do, When you go to the self-pity party once many times because nobody seems to show up but you, then quit going to a dead party. Begin going to a fun party with the family of God. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Because he lives, I can face trouble because he lived all things is done. I know I go through stuff because he lived. God bless you. Will you pray for me today? I'm going to get in that old blue truck. And we got 18 hours to drive. We're going to go straight through. Don't tell me I can't do it. I know I can. But folks, I drove. We drove with Joanne because we wanted to save money. Because we love the church. And we don't want to be a burden to the church. You're going to have the opportunity to give in a moment. I know you're chomping at the bits, but that's okay. No, I love Leah, but folks, all the income we get come from people like you. I chose 44 years ago, do not get ointment, do not give people names and address. I want to live by faith every week. And what I get this morning, you are about to give. What you give, I'm going to get. Therefore, if you don't give, I don't get it. Huh? And if I don't get it, I'm dead tomorrow night. Because, duh. But you'd say, preacher, I gave last night. I preached last night too. Duh. I got the Walmart approach. You pay when you go out. You did not pay coming in today, but you will pay to go out. I love you. God bless you. And make his face to shine on you when you're coming in and out. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, thank you for giving me a message that you have ordained. And Father, thank you that you gave me people today to preach to. And help us, Lord, to change our minds into hearts. How can I glorify you? I'm the bad thing that happened to your people so that your glory might show up every time. Lord, I love you today. Say that with me, everybody. Lord, I love you today. Say it again. Lord, I love you today. One more time. Lord,
I love you today.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Look at Bill. I'm going to give it over to the man of the hour, and I'm going to give my stuff. We'd love to talk to you at the table. We'd love for you to go buy a book, because the story in the book will be so compelling for you to give the book to somebody else when you get finished. We did. I love you. God bless you, Brother Leon. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to preach the word of God. Last night and today, I know you are chomping at the bit Therefore, I'm giving you a book. So, you're welcome. Don't lie about me. That's supposed to be funny. Huh? But go goodbye and give your book. I signed the book. God bless you. Your song, go with the message.
It is.
That will be done. I love you. Yeah.